Jamal Ahmed, welcome back to Up Front. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Ray? Mr. Cornelius.
Good to have you back on the show. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has, man. It's been a while, even though I see you every day.
Every day. But haven't had you on the show.
Yes,
congratulations
sir.
Are in order. A good number of media personalities are up for awards this year for the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. And
right.
You just so happen to be one of them.
Yes, and, I got a nomination.
So where were you? What was going on when you found out that you were being nominated this year?
Oh, man. You know, I was...
Hold on, Jamal. Damn.
Is that
would,
them?
Yeah, they would call. I'm sorry.
Oh,
where were you? Yeah. We ready? All right. So where were you when you got the call or the email or the text or whatever about your nomination?
I was actually here. I was actually here at WCLK. And... got the email right before I left work one day, and it was just a shock. It was a big shock. It was an honor, of course. And I think what's shocking more than anything, Ray, is when you look at that list of just incredible legends
yeah.
in radio, that I'm one of the few people representing public radio, let alone a jazz station. So I'm in the field with a lot of big wigs. So I'm very honored that I could represent WCLK because we've produced a lot of great people here, you know, and sometimes people forget that. So it's good that an organization like the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame can acknowledge someone from here. And hopefully I'm just the first.
Yeah. And it also includes Dr. William.
Yes, Bill Gay,
yeah.
who used to come on Saturdays with Heart and Soul. He used to come on right before me from 12 to 3, and he was a guy that would play a lot of the classic soul and R&B, but a true legend. So kudos to you, Brother Bill, for that as well, sir.
Yeah. Now, did you ever imagine this for yourself when you started 25 years ago?
Never.
That you would, yeah?
Never, Ray. You know, this is all fun for me. You know, this is my job. But what I do in radio is pretty much a reflection of my passion for music. You know, and that's another thing too. When you look at the list of people who are being nominated, I'm one of the few people on that list that literally deals with music from a passionate perspective. You know, some people work for commercial radio stations that play music, but they're just talking heads more or less. But here, we have to know what we're playing. Because people have to believe you in public radio to give you their money.
Yeah.
So people have to believe you, and so that's what. That's what I've committed myself to for all these years is believing in the music. And it's funny, Ray, because when I came here as a junior at Morehouse, I came here to start a hip hop show, and they were like, "Nah, bro, not here." And they said we were doing this acid jazz show, and I said, "Oh, I love that stuff," and it just sent me down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, and that's how you kind of got connected with Ken Beatty, right?
Yeah, I was a fan. I was a fan of Ken Beatty and Ken Rye. Big up to Ken Rye. I was listening to them when I would leave to go to class and when I would come home from class. So I always said I wanted to work with those guys. And, you know, God made it so that he would become my mentor. They would become my mentors.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, music has always sort of been a constant in your life, in a sense. And part of that is due to your late mother, Dr. Ruby Byrd. Can we talk about her influence and how... her love for music and,
right.
and some other things about her that probably fans don't know about you, how that all helped shape Jamal Ahmed.
You know, it's so interesting, Ray, because I was just talking to my daughter, who's Jenna, who's 6 years old, and she's a mirrored image of my mom, just her incarnate, really. And one thing I was telling Jenna was to stay soulful. I was like, I saw her dancing, and I said, "You keep that up, girl. You keep that up." And my mom was that soulful person. You know, we came up in a different home because my parents were Muslim. So there wasn't a lot of music, but my mom said, "Oh, no, I'm going to play my music. Now, you're not going to stop me from playing my music." So, you know, I remember hearing Evelyn Champagne King and Chaka Khan and Nina Simone. And even when I got into high school, my mom was the one like, "Hey, you heard a guy? Have you heard this group? You know, have you heard this
yeah.
group guy?
Yeah.
You know about this dude, I'll Be Sure?" And I was
yeah.
like, "That's whoa." You know, that was my mom at 40-some
yeah.
years old, hipping her teenage kids to music. So my mom was that person. And she also ran her own record label. She started her own record label. She did a lot in education, but on the side, she started a boutique label and garnered a lot of respect from major, major black executives like Clarence Avant, who's got a film about to come out on Netflix. So.
Yeah.
You know, my mom is everything when it comes to me, of course, but when it comes to music and soul, she started it all for me.
Now, speaking of film, you're currently working on a film, which I think we may have mentioned
right.
last time. We kind of briefly mentioned it the last time you were here. But you've been working on this for, like, what, the last 6 years now?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time, Ray. And, you know, we're all stepping out and trying new endeavors in film. So this is a new endeavor for me because I've dealt with sound and the mind. And now this is all about the theater of real film. And so what's really interesting, Ray, is Jason Orr and I, who have been working on this film, Stepping Into Tomorrow, which is a documentary addressing jazz post-1960 and how it's influenced everything after it. And we've got about 35 interviews. We need about 4 more interviews to finish it. But I've learned a lot in this process, and it's not an easy process. And you want to tell the story right. Because we've got a lot of legends on here, so we can't let them down. You don't want them to be part of something cheesy. And of course, we want people to walk away feeling like they were empowered. That's the main reason for this film, because knowledge is power. So, yes, we, God willing, knocking on this table, Ray, we'll be done at the end of this year, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk some more about music. Of course, the Dangerfield Newbies. I'm sure you guys have some new stuff coming out. I know you guys released, the last release was Sensitivity.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And the album Culture Dawn, which really did a lot for us, Ray. I mean, we got love in the UK. Jazz FM, which is the biggest jazz station in the world, had us as A-listers. We got love in Australia, Japan, all of Europe, Africa, Brazil. It was crazy. And what was even crazier, Ray, were we started seeing peers, you know, peers that we respect support us, like Questlove picked up Sensitivity and loved it and started playing in his sets and started showing us love. So that right there just kind of gave me more affirmations to continue to do this. So we've got new music coming this summer, some remixes coming. I'm working on different projects. I'm actually executive producing some records, going to be working with Taj Abdul-Samad from The Boys, who sang Sensitivity.
Yeah, yeah.
Who has some brilliant new music. It's very modern, African, Caribbean, very soulful, pop as well. So we're going to be working on some things. And I'm working with a lot of different artists. So it's a lot of new music that'll be coming out this year and next year.
So it's Black Music Month, and I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Tell me your top 5 albums of all time. These are albums that have influenced your career and influenced you as a radio personality.
As Omar said to me, put me on the spot, why don't you? You know, Ray, excluding I'll Be Sure's In Effect Mode. Okay. That was a joke. Yeah.
But I mean, but you're like the biggest I'll Be Sure fan that I know.
He actually took me seriously. But I would say, just off the top of the head, John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. You don't want to leave things out. But for me personally, I guess another great record quietly would be Nirvana, Nevermind. That record really had a major impact on me as a kid. And in the hip hop world, it would probably be De La Soul's 3 Feet High and Rising. When I heard that when I was, gosh, I was about 14 when that record came out. And it made me feel empowered because it was the first time I heard a hip hop record that wasn't all macho and I had all that machismo in it. It was like these regular guys who were being kind of nerdy. And I love that. And a lot of people did too. So those are my favorite records.
Yeah. You've been doing jazz for 25 years now. Where do you see jazz going in the next 25 years?
I think jazz is going to take a deeper global turn. I think what's going to happen in jazz, you know, we just came back from doing the St. Lucia Jazz Festival. And what was really cool, Ray, was to see their take on jazz, to see St. Lucian second line bands and them adding these Caribbean flavors to something that is kind of New Orleans. So we're going to see more global jazz. I mean, you look at what's happening in the UK right now. You look at Spotify. And Spotify literally has a new kind of department or called UK Jazz because the UK jazz scene is one of the few scenes where you see young people who look like they're trap artists who are playing like John Coltrane. It's really inspiring. And unfortunately, you know, young American artists don't see this. Because they're inundated with what's being handed to them. But there, over there, they have this indie scene that is purely, you know, from the ground up and really, really inspiring. So we're going to see more global artists in jazz, I think, in the next 25 years.
All right. Mm-hmm. You just heard Jamal Ahmed, the announcer for the Soul of Jazz here at 91.9 WCLK, as well as a nominee for the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. And that's going to be voting is taking place now through July. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to get more information about that at WCLK.com. Good luck on that.
Thank you, Ray. And, you know, I'm going to shout you out in my acceptance speech if I do win, brother. I promise.
Right. I appreciate that.